Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Without being too broad, obviously, we did think it was in the best interest of our organization, not only the future, but right now, this season as well. We've gained a Pro Bowl player in an area that we had big concern in on the inside of our defense. We need to stop the run. We haven't been able to stop the run at key times for several years. When you have the kind of extraordinary pass rush that Michael had, then the way to mitigate that pass rush is to run at you. If the pass rush doesn't get you ahead pretty big time and you're playing even or behind, then you've really got a problem in stopping the run.
Cowboys owner and general manager Jerry Jones had a press conference last night at 7:30 our time. And yeah, unsurprising, he tries to kind of make this a win for the Cowboys. And to our caller in the last segment, Corey, mentioned that this actually might be maybe the best move Dallas has made in decades. They've had the three of them, Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, Micah Parsons, and haven't won anything. And Derek, to our point, we thought even if they kept Parsons, they were not going to be good this year. The defense around Parsons is pretty horrible. They've lost key offensive linemen. Dak gets hurt a lot. I think their head coach is very much a yes-man hire for Jones. The problem is, and where I can agree with it, and I mentioned this to the caller, I would agree with that point if this was done in April, because it wouldn't have been the same value. They wouldn't have gotten two firsts and only Kenny Clark back. It would have been
they would have gotten a lot more.
Two firsts, a second, and a Pro Bowl player. Maybe it literally is just that. They still trade him to Green Bay, and it's still Kenny Clark. It's still the two firsts, but maybe it's also a second, and even still, that
maybe
feels
it's even
better.
An additional first.
Maybe it's an additional first. It's three first-round picks.
Or you move up from the second to the first.
Right, something along those lines.
And then you get two first-rounders on top of that. Like, there's something to it where there's a little bit more of a method to a madness, or you're also getting into, during the draft, a bidding war.
A bidding war. That's the key part of this, and we mentioned why there probably weren't a lot of teams that were really involved in this. Their rosters are set. Teams kind of have an understanding of where they're going to be this year, what positions they may have a need at, what positions they have answered the bell at. And that's where I mentioned, like, New England had the cap space. They have the picks. Their team is not ready for this.
And again, back to that call, my point of it being how you did it, how you went about it, is the part that makes me think that it's not the best move that you made in years because of how you're doing it. You're still calling him Michael, which is not his name, in the press conference because you're being snotty. You're being catty about it.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to call that what that is. Jerry Jones is being catty about this because he's not used to being told no by somebody. And to keep calling him Michael to a point where his son, Stephen Jones, has to interrupt him and say, Micah, more than once, tells me everything I need to know. This is not a good trade because you did it for football reasons. As a matter of fact, it still may not just be a good trade at all.
Yeah, I was going to say, the Cowboys brass is hoping
but
this
even,
works out for them.
Even if it does work for them, it's on accident because the owner's being a brat.
Yeah,
he comes
off as spurned, a little bit spoiled sense. No one says no to me.
We don't negotiate with agents. Yes, you do.
You have for years.
It's how the business gets done. It's how contracts get paid. Shut up.
You ever think Micah Parsons, though, like, even as this obviously, like, happened, do you think he has, like, looked back at the conversation, like, he and Jerry had? Because
maybe he's counted the amount of times that he's been called Michael.
That too. But, like, everyone acknowledges that conversation did occur, that they kind of, in some ways, talked about a deal for Parsons to stay with, and that's another big point,
but then
too.
Parsons says
Dallas is more than willing to keep all three,
yeah,
even when they were losing. That's a big part of it too. They were not acknowledging that they were a bad team yet. They want to keep all three. They want to keep the ball rolling.
I looked at the bet board.
Oh yeah, yep. Yeah.
There was a bet between Joe and Nate, Dallas to extend Dak, Lamb, and Parsons. Joe had yes. So Nate's getting $20.
Good big win. It's a big win.
Good for him.
But so, you know, there was already that feeling that they were going to keep all three. It was until it got personal. And it's a small thing. But I do wonder if Parsons looks back and goes, wow, that is like one of the most fundamental moments of my life. Because it is. It totally is.
I wonder if it could have just been like a building.
Cool conversation of like, yeah, like, I hope we can get this done. Like, that should be around where we're at. And in Parsons said, he's like, all right, yeah, cool. The agent will figure it out. We got the big stuff done. We're good. Jerry's sitting there going, I got him. And it's the massive disconnect between the two of them that led to this.
I wonder how much he said Michael to him. I wonder how many times he called him Michael.
Well, because you got to wonder, was it him being petty or he just genuinely could not remember his name?
And if that's the case, then that's bad. Either way, it's a terrible look. You're either losing a little bit more of your grasp or... worse, you're being a snot. And I think it is about that. But like once it started turning south, he starts calling him Michael. And it just makes matters worse.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, you're trying to twist the knife into me right now. Like you don't respect me. You're not calling me by my name. All because I want to utilize the asset that I pay for to help negotiate the contract, look through the finer details, make sure there's nothing in the clauses.
Mm-hmm. Just... It's crazy it got to that point. You don't see moves like these often because it usually has to take something crazy.
Right.
And you also don't hear what probably should have been a players union issue with him trying to gaslight everyone to thinking agents don't belong in the negotiation. It's just crazy.
Which, great timing on that because the players union's currently a mess.
Mm-hmm. 803-0550, the number to call. I want to give your thoughts on the Micah Parsons trade. Let's get connected to our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Mike is up next with us. Mike, how are we doing this morning?
Yes, good morning. I have two things real quick. I think, first of all, some of this is being looked at a little, I don't know, I guess wrong in my decision, in my opinion. I just think that... sooner or later, this has to be looked at in the perspective of the fan and what this means to average blue-collar workers out there. And sooner or later, all these salaries are going to be pricing the average person right out of this game. I mean, we see what's going on with parking, what these private suites are anymore. I mean, I guess there's not enough talk about that and where this league is going with these salaries. And my second thing I wanted to talk about was the Bills bringing in a couple field goal kickers. I guess they brought in three field goal kickers. And I would just like to say maybe they can call around the local retirement communities there in the Buffalo area and see if Steve Christie or Ryan Lindell are available possibly. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Mike. Yeah, I mean, they brought in three kickers. I don't know. Bass may not be healthy, clearly. In terms of the salaries, why is it only athletes that get this?
Yeah, why do we not go after the billionaire owners that can always afford these things?
Oh, it's not even that for me. I mean, that's its own thing. But why is it only athletes? No one cares that Taylor Swift is a billionaire.
No one cares.
If you want to...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
bring it down to its most minute detail. She's a billionaire for being a singer.
And that takes...
That's the smallest I can... She's a billionaire for being a singer.
And I don't want to diminish that sort of thing, but like...
Well, no, this one's, I'm bringing to the smallest detail.
Right.
She's a billionaire for that.
Mm-hmm.
It's only ever athletes. And it's for this weird thing of how does it make blue-collar workers feel. We pay and we watch them.
Do I
The ratings prove that we all want to watch them and do this. That's why the salaries have gotten so big. The league is so popular that it kind of demands that.
Do I respect the one point of like pricing people out of games? Yes, I do think that that part is getting ridiculous. I think that the salaries thing doesn't have to do with that though, because most of their moneymaker is from TV contracts.
Yeah.
I think that ticket prices do need to come down because that is something that...
That's around the world. That's world around issue. The world.
And that's also entertainment, not just football, not just sports.
That's Premier League fans in England.
You brought up Taylor Swift just now. Good luck getting a ticket to that without having to like take out a small loan for like one of those kind of VIP experiences. It's everywhere. Ticket prices are, for a lot of things, pricing out the common person. And I respect that part. But I agree about the fact of like, why is it only the athletes that get attacked like this? Because it shouldn't be like that. If you're going to stay consistent, stay consistent. If you're going to bring that up, you got to go after everybody. But I'm also not going to go ahead and argue in favor of the billionaire owners. I'm not going to, because have you ever asked for a raise ever?
Yeah.
Because that's what that is. It's on a grander scale, but have you ever asked for a raise ever in your life after performing well? Have you ever been passed up for a job opportunity for something else?
Yeah, most people have been there.
Yeah, so I'm not going to, like, that part, can it, please, respectfully. I do respect that ticket prices are too high, but have you ever asked for a raise and been told no?
I just, for me though, the ticket price is a worldwide thing. I mean, that's, again, you ask a Premier League fan
worldwide
in England,
and
they're dealing it with like the big clubs, Arsenal, Tottenham, Manchester. Those are incredibly expensive tickets. That is just a thing. And that's also because ultimately it's also come down to the consumers willing to pay those. Those stadiums are still sold out as people will go to those games.
Right.
That's a big part of why the ticket prices do go up. There hasn't been kind of that breaking point of people like, I can't afford that, I'm not going. And to be fair, it may never happen because you get a quote-unquote different kind of fan that has more money, that are able to do that, right? I mean, it kind of becomes the more expensive toy. That may be true. But ultimately, like, there hasn't been that breaking point of, yeah, hey, season ticket numbers have plummeted.
Because the NFL...
Average attendance has plummeted.
The NFL has gotten to that point. They are king.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, kings get what they want.
Yeah.
All throughout history. All throughout fantasy.
Yeah, right.
Kings get what they want.
What they want.
Corrupt, even to a point. So, yeah, the ticket prices are going to stay up that way. Why? Because the NFL loves their money.
And people do keep spending it.
People keep spending it. Nothing's broken. Don't fix it.
Back to the phones. Dylan is with us next. Dylan, how are we doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Doing well.
I just wanted to touch on the Micah Parsons situation. I was going to say that... I think this is a really bad look for Dallas. I don't know how many teams in the NFL have the owner running this kind of stuff, but I think they should just have a general manager that they'll let do his job.
Mm-hmm.
This is just bad for business. Jerry's just not making himself look good. On the other hand, I'm happy for Micah. I think this will be a good move for him in the long run, but I think it's just altogether bad for business, and I wonder how many other players on the team it's going to put a sour taste in their mouth.
Oh yeah,
and I'll listen to your comments on the radio.
Thanks for the call, man. And to that point,
mm-hmm.
This timing of the trade, we talked about it in terms of the value of the trade being bad at the timing. In a week, they will play the Philadelphia Eagles to get the season going. There was probably a good portion of that locker room that were just sitting there going, "We're going to get Micah back. Don't worry, he's going to be with us." And he might miss a game or two. He's going to be with us.
And those players are pissed.
They're going out to dinner with their wives, girlfriends, hanging out with buddies, what have you, and they get the notification on the phone, Micah Parsons of the Green Bay Packers. How deflating is that for you, knowing that ultimately, look, you lost an all-pro pass rusher. That is so deflating. I will say, though, in terms of the bad for business, like I just mentioned with the ticket prices, you're going to tell me right now Dallas won't be sold out week one?
I do think that what he means by...
It sucks on the field. Bad Dylan, for business on the field, yeah.
What Dylan means by business is probably like the executive capabilities.
Mm-hmm.
That part of the business. The actually building of the team. Operations. That part is absolutely true. But unfortunately, Jerry Jones has an ego so high, they are the team without a general manager. Why he's the general manager?
And they have been since he bought the team.
So, I don't like the idea of the team's owner being prevalent in the team's making the decisions. Claire's at Sabres.
What? 803-0550, the number to call. Dave, we'll get to your call after a quick timeout. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.